Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Wednesday, May 22nd, we're going to be talking trademarks, copyrights, how to know when to do it, what IP can you do it with, and the common pitfalls that most people fall into when it comes to intellectual property 101 with Yasmin Salman Hamdan. And you're not going to want to miss that on Wednesday, May 22nd. And then finally, to finish off the expert week, on Thursday, May 23rd, we're going to be talking with Pamela Slim about how to monetize and scale your IP and position it and package it in a way that is unlike anything you've really been taught before. Incredible value from Pamela and all of our experts on our Expert Advantage Week. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Hey, what's up, everybody? Paflin here, and welcome to episode 984 of AskPat. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. We have a great question coming in today from Gail, but before we get to that, I just want to mention, hey, you know what? If you are thinking of starting a podcast, we are closing in at the end of the year. I can help you get your show up and running before the end of the year. Very simply, hundreds of students have gone through my course, Power Up Podcasting, and it's going to open up again later in the year, and you'll have time to get it done before the turn of the new year so you can have it ready to help build your brand, and you can even build your brand from scratch using a podcast first, which you can do. So if you want to sign up for the waitlist, I'd recommend doing it right now. PowerUpPodcasting.com is where you go. Again, that's PowerUpPodcasting.com. All right, now here is Gail.
Hi, Pat. My name is Gail. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen to my message. My question concerns different ways of connecting with an audience. And I'd like to know what you think about coming out of nowhere with a podcast and starting that way to connect to my audience if I do not have a blog set up, if, you know, no one's ever heard of me before and I'm kind of just starting out, or if you think there's more wisdom in starting with the written word, like a blog, and going from there, or if you think it would be, if it's more powerful to start with YouTube. Writing and speaking come really naturally to me. The YouTube universe is really foreign to me, and I'm wondering if there's a way that I can be a successful entrepreneur ultimately if I'm not a huge video presence online. If you think I could still be effective enough and have impactful enough if people aren't looking at me all the time. So thank you so much. I appreciate everything you do. You're an enormous inspiration to me. Take care.
Hey, Gail, thank you so much for the question. I really appreciate it. And to answer the first question, can you build an audience from scratch, from zero, with a podcast? Yes, absolutely. I have several students of mine who have taken powerupodcasting.com and have actually done just that. Zero audience, zero connections, just their own friends and network through Facebook and whatnot. And they've been able to build an amazing audience. I mean, one of the most successful stories that came out of Power Up Podcasting is Sophie Walker, who has a podcast about Australian birth stories. That's the name of it. And she was featured on the homepage of iTunes in Australia. She was also featured at the top of the rankings for several of her categories. And beyond that, she has amassed, as of recently, she's just had her podcast for, I think, 4 months now. She's passed 50,000 downloads, which is just incredible. So yes, it can absolutely be done. It can be a platform that you can use as your primary source for getting exposure, finding new people, and having people come into your brand, fall in love with you, and then being able to offer them something more potentially down the road. You can do that on any platform. Blogging, you can do it the same way. That's how I did it. YouTube. Many people are starting on YouTube too. Can you be a successful person online without having a YouTube presence? Absolutely. There are those podcasters and bloggers who do not have a YouTube channel. You do not need to be on that channel if it is something that's not going to add value, if you just don't feel comfortable on it. And honestly, when you're just starting out, I would just recommend picking one channel, focusing in and crushing that, and then moving on and branching out to the next one after you've done that first one very well. Some people try to do all the platforms at the same time and get on all the social media channels at the same time, and they just spread themselves so thin that nothing is effective. So start with, and if you feel that your voice is perfect for building this relationship and audience, which I feel like blog versus podcast, definitely I would agree with that. Start with a podcast, build up your audience from there, and then you can branch out any which way you'd like, or just stay on the podcast and have that be your primary platform. I still have a website, though. A website is still important, even if you have a podcast, because you want to bring people back to your website, collect email addresses, that sort of thing. So there you go. So, Gail, thank you so much for the question. I appreciate you. And I want to send you an Ask Pat t-shirt for having your question featured here on the show. And for those of you listening, if you have a question that you'd like potentially featured here on the show, just head on over to askpat.com and you can ask right there on that page. Thanks so much. I appreciate you. And here is a quote to finish off the day by Alice O. Howell. You can only work on yourself. Start there. Thanks, guys. Take care. And again, one more time, powerupodcasting.com. Go there and sign up for the waitlist. All right, guys. See you soon. Bye. Hey there. Thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while. And that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show, for now at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.